Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, you remember the last podcast we covered old Boole Jason Johnson. He said that the black vote basically don't count, especially black men. We don't count at all, and which is cool with me. I'm glad he said it. But that's not how all the Democrat Party feel. Case in point, in Philadelphia, you have black men who are on the city council are getting together because they feel it's imperative that black men come out and register to vote in this election. Now, they say for the first time in several decades, say four members of the Philadelphia City Council are young black men in their 30s, say, but young black participation at the polls has noticeably declined, and say a trend those elected leaders fear could continue in the presidential election this year. Well, according to Jason Johnson, it don't matter what that the trend going down. It don't matter, right? That's why it lets you know that he isn't smart at all. Now they said, and I quote, they said, we realize, they say, in the city of Philadelphia is that young black men are not voting. It's a city council member, Anthony Phillips, they say, who represents Northwest Philadelphia, said Tuesday at a news conference in front of the statue of voting rights leader Octavius Cato. He says that we are here as council members in their 30s because we realize that when young black men vote, their voices are heard. Well, this is the issue. Y'all have not offered anything to black men. You understand? If you offer up something to black men, they will come to vote. Prime example. And I know this is just something I'm just going to go off the rails with. You know, when those young ladies adorn themselves and they go in certain locations, those men show up. Why? Because those men feel there's something there for them, those young women. And those women know that. That's why they dress certain ways. They're getting plastic surgery, doing all this stuff because they're trying to attract these men. Well, if you want to attract these men to vote, then you got to do like the young ladies are doing. You got to offer them something they possibly want, right? And if you don't offer men anything that they want, they're not going to show up. They're not going to waste their time. They're going to spend time on their couch election day. And I'm talking to Democrats and Republicans when I say this. Now, they continue to say the initiative organized by council member Isaiah Thomas, his office, it aims to register 2,024 black male voters between the ages of 18 and 40. It's ahead of the November election and more broadly boost turnout among black male voters. As Thomas said, the four council members are along with the city commissioner's office plan to hold registration events in districts and say around the city and high schools. It said from 2018 to 2022, turnout among black voters declined by about 10% nationwide. Let's say in November, voter turnout in the mayoral election in a majority black parts of Philadelphia lagged behind whiter precincts, and polls have shown particular disengagement among black men. It says Pennsylvania is poised to again play a crucial role in the presidential election. Black voter turnout in the city will be a key variable. Now, say young black voters, they were a critical part, they said, the coalition that sent President Joe Biden to the White House in 2020 because they were propagandized, they were deceived. And when you deceive people and propagandize people, that's what you get. Now we know who Joe Biden is. We all know. Now people don't have an excuse. If you want to go vote for Joe Biden at this point in the game, then you willfully just want to continue to harm the black community. And as I said before, if y'all go out and vote for that man like that again, you better believe I'm going to be on y'all his whole presidency, his second term. I'm not going to say a word what Joe Biden is doing. Now, they continue to say, but recent polls indicate that some of that support has eroded. Yeah, because Biden haven't done nothing for black men. They particularly among young black men. Now, they say black voters, they helped determine the past few election cycles in Philadelphia, Thomas said, essentially have an impact on elections in the entire nation. Well, maybe you need to go send that message to Jason Johnson over there at MSNBC, because clearly he doesn't have the memo like you brothers have in Philadelphia, who are actually looking at the numbers, who are actually looking at elections, instead of just run off at the mouth on MSNBC and not even picking up a book, Googling anything, talking to people. They got all their resources at MSNBC. How in the world you let him just talk like that? And you, come on, how you going to be a Democrat shield and don't even have information? Now, they say the effort is nonpartisan, though it's led primarily by Democrats. They say some of whom noted the Republican Party's efforts to appeal to more black voters. They say it's evident that the Republican Party and others are playing the long game. Council member Jeffrey J. Young said, well, why do Republicans and other parties are playing the long game? Really, they getting into the game now. For a long time, the Republican Party just did not even talk to black people. Didn't waste a time or anything. And y'all had a monopoly on the black vote for a long time, Democrats. Now you're getting the Republicans come in and say, okay, hey, we got something to offer. And who are they going after? Black men. Why are they going after black men? Because black men is the one that would actually be quicker to vote for Republicans than black women would be. Now, I'm not saying all black women feel that way, because there's a lot of black women that are very upset too. There's a lot of black women that can't stand what they see in the Democrat Party either, especially black women of upward mobility. Let me say that. Because black women of upper mobility, what do they really benefit from the Democrat Party other than symbolism and maybe some token positions? But what do they, can they make any changes? What about when their sons are harassed or even gunned down by the police? You know, those same black women who are congresswomen, who are in the Democrat Party and different symbolism projects you have them on, their sons are still not protected. Their brothers are still not protected. Their uncles, their fathers are still not protected. That's what black women have to look up and realize, you know, when you are playing this game with the Democrat Party. Now you say, well, what are the Republicans going to do? Have you tried to press them? Have you tried to get in there with them? Have you told them, hey, what are you going to do for the black community? I want to know, because clearly they not. So what are you doing? Hey, we need an anti-black hate crime bill, Republicans. Well, what's going on with that? Because clearly y'all also voted for the anti-Asian hate crime bill. Republicans voted for that too. It just wasn't the Democrats. It was bipartisan. So, hey, Republicans, what's going on with the anti-black hate crime bill? I just want to know. Hey, what's going on with this conversation about reparations? Because the Democrats don't want to do it and you don't want to do it. Let me know. Because the couch looking real good right now. I ain't got to vote for that one of y'all. That's the thing. Listen, we are coming into a great time as black Americans in this country. We are walking into an age where the Democrat Party has no monopoly on our vote. Every election year, the ones they had a monopoly on are going on to see Jesus, right? And those who wasn't living their life right are going to see Satan, either or. And now the ones that's going to be left here, they got to deal with us, Gen Xers, millennials, Gen Z. And that's the people they worry about the most, because they can't live off of the Civil Rights Act with us. They can't live off of the Voting Rights Act with us. Who wasn't even born during that time? None of us were. We said our civil rights moment is reparations. Our civil rights moment is an anti-black hate crime bill. You understand? And we say reparations, we talk about in the form of cash payments, not an apology, but apologize and also monetize. That's what you do. Apologize and monetize. If you're apologizing and not monetizing, then it's not reparations. Sorry, it's just an apology. And that apology don't mean anything to me without monetization. Now, let's continue. Now, they say former President Donald Trump and allies have launched a campaign to win over more black voters. They say Trump last weekend spoke to black conservatives in South Carolina and said, well, he made, and I quote, controversial comments about how he appealed to black voters. And of course, they only talk about the part where they say he got indicted for nothing, for something that is nothing. They said Trump told a black tie event for black conservatives in South Carolina ahead of the Republican primary. Continue to quote, you know, the situation when he talked about how black people like him because he's been discriminated against and they actually view me as being discriminated against. But they never quote what he said that Biden's a racist. And we covered that here. They never quoted that Trump talked about the 1994 crime bill. They never quoted Trump himself said Biden said he didn't want his kids in a racial jungle. I mean, he was going reading the anti-black history of Joe Biden. And none of the media outlets are covering that. But, you know, we cover that here on the Philip Scott podcast. Now, I continue to say in the 2020 election, say Trump got about 12% of the black male vote. As according to exit polls, an increase from 8% in 2016. I said Trump had the support of 16% of black voters in January, according to a NBC poll, and about 28% support among voters under 34 years old. Now, you may ask, why would people under 34 that high support Donald Trump? Because how kids and young people look at things today is it's the dollar bill, y'all. That's it. We don't care. We are living in the get the bag culture, okay? And in get the bag culture, you want to go with the people that's going to help you get the bag. Biden has hurt the bag all the way around with food prices, gas prices, rent is out of control, no help, no nothing, okay? People see that. Young people are living a much harder life than that I did when I was their age. When I was 21, 22, and 23, I can afford to live off of one job, working at Walmart. These kids today can't, and I say kids because they're younger than me, but these young men and women that's 21 years old, because, you know, my oldest daughter's 24. So young women, young men that age, 24, some of them are still living at home with their parents because they really can't afford to move out. Because, you know, it got so bad, the stigma of living with your parents is left now. Because in America, especially if you was a dude, and y'all know what I'm talking about, men. If you was at your mama house, man, you wasn't getting no girls. You wasn't getting a thing. You live with your mama. Oh, bye. Like that. I don't know mama's boy. So that alone encouraged you as a man to say, man, let me get my job. I got to get my car. I got to get my own place. Because, you know, at least you tell a girl, hey, I live over here. I live over there. You know, a woman is like, okay, I'm come see your spot. But he said, nah, I'm over here with my mom. They're like, shh. They didn't care how you look. They didn't care about nothing. If you live with your mama, no. But today, you know, the stigma has gone. So young ladies are fine with a guy saying he live with his mama. Now, the only time you had a pass to live with your mama and your daddy is if you was in college and you was in college locally, right? Say, okay, what's the point of me staying at the dorm? I stay home. But then even some guys are like, nah, I want to stay at the dorm because at least I, you know, if I got to, you know, want to have some grown folks time with this lady here, I can take, you know, I can have some time at the dorm or whatever. I can't take it back to mama house. So that was like, you know, just keeping it 100. That was a lot of encouragement for guys to really step themselves up because you wouldn't get no play. Not like today. Now let's continue. It said Biden still has, they say, the overwhelming support of black voters. They say by a Pew Research Center poll showing the gender split. They say only 69% of black men approve of him compared to 84% of black women. Of course, they said that's all, that's not broken down into age. Now they said, Thomas said the goal is to increase black voter turnout overall by targeting infrequent voters and potential new voters. He said, and I quote, we're going to specifically target households where black men haven't had the best voting record. He said, we want to try to convince them that this is the year we need to get them off the sidelines, put a little skin in the game and make sure they're voting. Well, the way you do that is by offering them something, sir. If you don't offer these black men anything, what is the point of wasting their gas and their time? You understand? For what? To put you back in power for you to get a free check? Because you're not doing nothing. So what's the point? You're not papering black men up. What are you doing for black men? Are you handling the police when they act a fool? Are you ending mass incarceration? Are you making sure black men can get business loans, business grants? Are you doing that? Are you helping black men get certain certifications? Are you helping black men go to certain trade schools so they can learn skills, so they can provide for their families? Are you doing that? We're not asking just for some welfare and food stamps to black men. We're saying, help us help ourselves. You know, hey, you got a free community college program or something? And man, we can go to learn. It don't take long, man. It may take 3 months or something. And we have this particular trade from the community college. That's what the best thing you could do for black men. Help them get to the bag. That's all black men want. Black men don't want just some handout like a food stamp. No, we buy our own doggone food. We'll buy our own place to stay. We buy our own car. We just want the opportunity to do it for ourselves. Or if we are in business, we want the opportunity to get funded, no different than them folks are funded. Y'all throw money at them folks. But when it comes to black folks, we have the hardest time ever. Listen, if it wasn't been for them PPP loans or EIDL loans, black folks would never got no funding for nothing. And like I said before, I know all in the news, they talk about the people that scammed to get that. And then when they go to jail and all that, but the majority of people did not scam with PPP and EIDL loans. They didn't scam. And it was a successful program for people that had a legitimate business and did what they were supposed to do. Now, they continue to say the scope of the initiative and the resources to be put and say behind it were unclear. They say, but organizers said they welcome collaboration with groups similarly working to grow turnout in the city. They say part of the effort is clearing up misinformation about who can vote. They said Omar Sabir, who chairs the city commissioners, they said that includes getting information on voting rights for formerly incarcerated people. You say the call is being made to all black men. You may hear that, Jason Johnson? This is coming from the city council members in Philadelphia. You say the call is to being made to all black men. You say we need to hear from you. You say if you have a criminal background, you still can vote. If you've been convicted of a felony, if you have your freedom, you're eligible to vote. You say if you are currently incarcerated, as long as you have not been convicted of a felony, and say you are eligible to vote. So when they talk about misinformation, clearly Boulé Jason Johnson was given a lot of misinformation on MSNBC. And they love to use that word misinformation and disinformation. They love to use that, right? But it's the thing. Offer black men something. That's it. Listen, I'm the one, I've said many times on this podcast, I want black men to register to vote. I want all black men to register. Every black man that listens to me, if you're not registered to vote, go get registered to vote, because there may be a time that you need to use that vote for something. At least have it. Like I told y'all, have your voter registration card, have your driver's license, whatever state you live in, and have your United States passport. That's the three things that every grown black man and woman should have. No excuses. You need to have all three of them. I don't care if you haven't traveled out of the country yet. Get that U.S. passport anyway. Because I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. You may want to go. Some of these cruises you're taking now require a passport. Right? So get your kids a passport. Thank God all my kids got their passports. Thank God. Even my grandson got his passport. And I had got his passport last year when we went to South Africa. And, you know, I couldn't go the normal way to get his passport. So if you have a flight 2 weeks, you can get an appointment 2 weeks before your flight. And they'll do it at the passport office right then and there. You go there, they do the interview, you get it the next day. You ain't got to wait. You don't have to wait like the regular expedited times. And that's how I got my grandson's passport. Did not feel easy until my whole family had their passports. And I tell all my kids, hey, get registered to vote. You know, whether you use it or not, get registered to vote so they can at least quantify how many people's registered to vote and how many actually voted and how many actually sat it out. We want those numbers after the election so we know exactly what we're dealing with. We want to know if these messages are getting out there. We want to see, you know, now you're talking about the increase, you know, with people voting for Trump and all that, or potentially voting for Trump. You know, we talked about Georgia. 20% said they wanted to vote for Trump. The other 10 said they wanted the couch. But is that at least 30%? If that number holds for black people, Democrats would not win the election at all in Georgia. That's for sure. Then you look in Michigan. Michigan may be trouble for them. They know Philadelphia is a state that, Pennsylvania is a state that could be in trouble, you know, for the Democrats, because a lot of black men, this is your time to shine, brothers. This is your, so we need all black men to register to vote. See, Democrats, I'm siding with you right now. We need all black men to register to vote. You can go online. If you're unsure about you being registered to vote, Just go check in your state. Go check to see if you're still registered. If you're not registered, go get registered to vote. It's usually a simple process in your state, because we need to make sure as brothers that if it's time for us to vote one way or another, whether we supporting something, are we doing a protest vote, we punishing somebody with our vote, we need to do that. Or maybe it's a local DA, a judge, sheriff, mayor, city council, or whatever it may be, we may have to use that, right? To be involved in the political process in the country that, you know, you're living in. But black men, you need to make sure to make demands. When they come to you in Philadelphia, say, hey, what can we do to get your vote? Oh, shoot. Well, you know, this is what I need. Start running down a laundry list. Hey, we need protection. We need an anti-black hate crime bill. We need reparations to the form of cash payments. You know, we need the ability to get, you know, training for skilled trades. You know, I mean, shoot, give us a grant or something to go learn how to be a welder. Hey, pay for me to go get a CDL or something. You understand? That's the kind of things you can do, to actually help black men. That's not a handout. That's a hand up. See, a hand out is giving you something and it's never ending. A hand up is a one-time thing. And when y'all say it's a hand up, it's because he'll be able to make money off of what I just said. Being a welder, getting your CDL, right? Or if they already got businesses and they're contributing to the tax base of the community, give them grants. Grants that they can use to grow their businesses so they can hire more employees, you know, et cetera. Because the more businesses we have in any city, it brings more taxes. So really, it's benefiting the city to inject capital into black businesses who's owned by black people, not businesses in the black community that's ran by Mr. Lee. No, we're talking about black businesses who are owned by black people, no matter where they're at in the city. Give hand ups, not hand outs. Totally different. And that's what black men are saying. Until y'all give hand ups and protection, black men is going to choose the couch and not vote for really none of y'all.